from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the Bay Area, check out the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Shasky, love me, bring it. All you need to know about the Giants this season every single week. Also, you can listen to exclusive player interviews with current players like Tyler Rogers and past legends like Jeremy Affeldt, Sergio Romo, who Sam caught up with over the weekend. And you can now listen to his conversation with Romo and Affeldt now wherever you listen to podcasts, 888-957-9570. Let me say this. When it comes to Deebo Samuel's single season in 2021, who's had... When it comes out to single seasons with the 49ers, let's just go back to, let's start with 1987 with Jerry Rice, where he scored, what, 23 touchdowns?
In a strike-shortened season.
Strike-shortened season, 12 games. It's just sick. It's just unbelievably sick. Where does Deebo Samuel's single season in 2021 rank in terms of all-time single seasons with the 49ers? And it could be wide receiver. It could be running. Because like Christian McCaffrey last year is an all-time single season, right? Frank Gore, when he ran for 95 mm-hmm. yards under North Turner as the offensive coordinator, that's an all-time season. Deebo's all-time season. Like, I think Jimmy Garoppolo's, and I can't believe I'm doing this.
Okay, what are you doing?
Because you just said it before the break. Boy, Jimmy Garoppolo's a gift that keeps on giving. When we look back at Jimmy Garoppolo's 2019 season with the 49ers, was that an all-time season for the quarterback position with the 49ers?
Really quick, I don't mean to jump in here, guys. Got a quick programming update. I just got a call from Raymond Ritter. TJG is going to jump on with Trace Jackson Davis is going to jump on with us within the next minute here. So just giving you the produce it on the fly.
Let's go, well, baby.
Roger Craig's thousand thousands up there.
Yep, the thousand season in NFL history.
You got Montana's MVP in 1990 up there. This is off the top of my head. Montana's MVP season in 1990. You got the MVP season for Steve Young in 1994. You're absolutely going to have, Jerry Rice's, whatever it was, 98 season right. When he came back and had like 1,700 yards.
Chiefs had some monster seasons.
Monster seasons. There's so many of them. I don't know what to choose. It's in there. It's in there. I mean, you got a Dana Stubblefield Defensive Player of the Year in there somewhere. All right.
You know what? Let's pivot, man. Let's talk to our main man. Our main man out there playing the Summer League. He's going to be shut down, but he looks good. Looks like he's in great shape. And I got to talk to him about getting a haircut. I thought he was going to keep the hair. Our main man, Trace Jackson Davis. What's going on, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man. We're in a different time slot. We're used to working the mornings, but I got to lie. I can't lie, TJT. This 10 to 2 slot is pretty good, man. This afternoon thing. I could girl with that instead of waking up at 4:15 in the morning. I know he doesn't care.
Do you care about the NCAA video game getting released this week?
Yeah, man, I'm out here. I don't even have my system. I wanted to play with my brother, like, because he's at Indiana, yeah. And he's quarterback. So
you know what's crazy, TJ? This is honestly, and Trey Jackson Davis joins us on the River Islands guest line. I swear to you, I'm not even joking, Shasky, TJD. I'm simulating. I simulated through the first season with Cal Berkeley. Okay. In a national championship game, I kid you not, it was Indiana versus Georgia. And coming into the next season, my second season, Indiana was the preseason AP top 25 number one team in the country. I'm like, the Indiana Hoosiers? Are you kidding me?
Oh. Hey, that's good. They're going to have a lot of work to do, but hey, I'm not going to doubt them.
I'm not going to doubt them.
Is anybody. Your brother pumped up? I mean, like, how's he feeling?
Yeah. He's feeling great. He's just getting out there, just working his tail off, and then just letting the work show. So whenever he gets his opportunity, he's going to take advantage of it.
Now, how are you feeling, man? You've got the opportunity of a lifetime to practice with Team USA, yeah. With the select team, and that's a great honor. Congratulations to you and Brandon Podziemski going into your second season. What was the main takeaway from those practices against those big dogs like Joel Embiid and Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo and LeBron James? What was the big thing you took away from those scrimmages?
The big thing I took away from it is just belonging. Just the group that we were with and who we were going up against. I mean, we didn't get the job done. We lost one game by like six and then the other one by one. But when you play against the top 15 best players in the NBA and you're down to 1 point, I mean, it just shows that you belong there and just playing hard. And it was a lot of fun.
You know, Anthony Edwards has expressed some almost like irrational confidence at times, but he backs it up. Does he have more irrational confidence than Podziemski? Because Podziemski, man, some of the things I'm hearing out of these practices, it sounds like he's got confidence too.
No, BP is a very confident kid. I would say BP is even probably, I wouldn't say more confident, but just the way that he comes off, because Ant-Man was a number one overall pick. I mean, he's a freak athlete. He has all of the intangibles. I mean, BP is a solid athlete. He can shoot the ball very well, but he got it out the mud, and he's worked for this. And just the way that he approaches the game, his confidence is on another level.
So what have you worked on to improve your game? Because you had a hell of a rookie season. We all thought you should have at least made the second team All-Rookie, but you got a late start within the season once you cracked the rotation, and you made an impact. I know I don't want to remind you, but it's great motivation into the second season. What is the thing that you said, you know what, let me take this away from my rookie season. I want to add this to my game. What are you trying to add to your game going into the second season?
I just think the biggest thing that I can add is obviously, defensively, being more of an anchor. I mean, I was solid last year, but having a year under my belt, the talking can go up. The rotations, I know all the rotations, and having Draymond and Lewis still here, they're going to help me still with that. But starting into my second year and just building off of my first year, I mean, I started a few games at the end of the year and just continuing to build off of that stuff, chasing rebounds, dunks and all that. And all that stuff will come, but at the same time, just – continuing to just keep building on from where I was last year at the end of the year.
Is it difficult for you to kind of steer clear of this athlete's podcast and this report from Shams or Woj that this guy might be in a trade talk with the Warriors and that guy's linked to him and the owner's on a podcast? And like, as a young player, you're trying to find yourself in the league still, like, you know, and prove more than what you did the year before. Has it been difficult to kind of like steer clear all that stuff?
Not necessarily. I mean, it is what it is. The Warriors are a great organization, and before any of that stuff gets out, they would tell us way before. And what we've been doing, we've been in the gym, we're grinding, we're getting better. And right now, that's what they have us here. They had us here the whole summer, and that's to get ready for next year. And so something does happen, it happens. But right now, we haven't heard anything, so.
Trace Jackson Davis here on the River Islands guest line with Bonte and Butcher on 95.7 The Game. How much did Mike Woodson prep you for that? Obviously, he was in the NBA for a long, long time. He coached you up in Indiana. Did he kind of prep you for, hey, your first year in the offseason, there's going to be all these rumors, there's going to be all these things happening? Did he prep you and prepare you for some of the offseason chatter, the offseason noise that we hear about every single day during the summer?
Oh, absolutely. And what the crazy thing is, when he took the job at Indiana is when the transfer portal and all of the NIL took off. So it was like hand in hand. And like, you got people going under the table, colleges trying to reach out and doing things and all of this other stuff going on. And it's just the wild, wild west and the transfer portal and all that. But Coach Woodson did a great job. I think I have a good head on my shoulders, and I know how to handle all of that stuff, and I understand at the end of the day it's a business.
You know, being around the Anthony Davises or the Joel Embiids, is there something that they do in preparation or in technique that you're trying to steal or utilize yourself for your own game?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think the biggest thing that I could take away from any of those players are probably Bam and AD on the defensive end. I think Bam, just the way he's undersized and how he bumps guys off of their position, and then the same with AD and like how he's his drop coverage and stuff of that nature, and just the way that he plays and ends up getting those blocks are some things that I can learn from watching film from those dudes.
No, we love the fact that Raymond Ritter, obviously over there with you, and he's like, hey, man, Trace is putting in extra work in practice and blah, blah, blah. He's putting in. We like hearing that stuff here. We like it. But I got to ask, man, because, we love the barbershop talk and, you know, a lot of people coming online and saying haircuts. What the heck made you get rid of all that hair, TJD, man? You had it flowing out there.
I did have it flowing. So the thing is, I usually cut my hair off, like, every year.
Oh.
And so I skipped last year. I should have had a buzz cut last summer, but I decided to keep it for the draft, and then I always told Loon, I'm like, this is the week I'm gonna buzz it, and then I finally got to the summer, I was like, nah, it's got to come off now.
You didn't want to go with the dreads like Lou, man. Luke Dog's got a flow, man. I didn't think Lou could do it. He had the wave game, he was going 360 with the waves, and all of a sudden he's got a full head of hair. You didn't want to go the Loon Dog route, huh?
I might here in the future. It depends. I've never done a braid, so that might be next on my list.
So with all these new guys on the team, well, a couple of new guys on the Warriors team, do you feel like the old guy now?
I mean, I feel like just with the experience that I've got, I can definitely help lead them and help them out, kind of like the guys did for me, like JK and especially Moses were two dudes that really helped me, especially at the beginning of the season. And so just being out here with Quinn and Reese, just trying to help them. It's been good, and they're putting in solid work, and I think they're going to be some players.
There's two kinds of hoopers. It feels like those that can ball out in pants and those who can't, right? JK's always wearing sweatpants in these workout videos. Are you a sweatpants workout warrior like he is?
I wouldn't necessarily call me a sweatpants warrior. I mean, maybe sometimes I'll wear some sweatpants just because, but that don't really matter to me.
What about the scarf JK was wearing the other day? Because I know the Vegas hit. It's been like 110, 120 out there.
I mean,
what about
doing?
The scarf out there? Are you pulling that off? Or are you going to steal that scarf from his wardrobe?
At him?
Yeah, I don't think the scarf is for me, but I think JK was just trying to watch out for the sunburn. So.
Oh, my God.
Real quick before we let you go, obviously, we lost some legends with the Warriors. CP3 moves on to San Antonio. I know you guys learned a lot from him, especially BP, but also Klay Thompson, an icon here in the Bay Area. He's going to eat for free wherever wherever he goes. He moves on to the Dallas Mavericks. Any parting words with Klay Thompson and CP3 as they move on to different teams here, TJD?
Yeah, for Klay, he called me about a week and a half ago. We had a good conversation. I mean, just being his rook, it was a lot of fun, and he's a great dude on and off the court. And I wish him nothing but the best until we play them. And so besides when we play them, I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he breaks all of his 3-point records and gets all the accolades that he wants and just finishes out his career stellar. And so that's what I wish for Klay.
Hey, we got to get that gamer tag. We're going to have an NCAA tournament. People are trying to come at me. They're trying to come at Shasky. We'll get some NCAA football going on. We'll live stream it or whatnot. But, hey, thanks for the time today, man. Go get your system. Keep working on your game. We all love TJD. A lot of fans. Can't wait to see what you do in your second season, man. Best of luck the rest of the offseason. Hopefully we see you around.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Good anytime. Stuff. Chase Jackson Davis here. I keep wanting to say the morning roast, but I'm going to say brunch with Butcher and Bonte, but we got a break. That was real quick. TJD, short notice. It was a lot of fun. We love TJD around here. He's full of energy. He's working on his game. Can't wait to see what he does in year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.